It is our privilege this afternoon to have evangelist Rick Moore with us for our graduation to bring the commencement message. We are glad that at Santa Rosa Christian School we can read God's Word and we can pray unashamedly without fear, and so we're glad that he can be here today to preach God's Word in a graduation service at our school. Brother Moore has been involved with child evangelism for many years. He served as the director for Child Evangelism Fellowship of East Central Indiana. Then after resigning that position, he took a youth pastor position at Grace Baptist Church for about 5 years. Then in 2003, Brother Moore surrendered to the call of full-time evangelism. He moved to North Carolina, where he attended Ambassador Bible College to receive a degree there, which is a school that is strictly for the ministry. Since 2007, after his graduation, Brother Moore has traveled as a full-time evangelist. We were privileged to have him back in February of last year to preach in our school for a series of meetings. And then last night he came and brought just a wonderful message about the Word of God and its importance in our lives to the juniors and seniors at their banquet. And we know that your heart this morning or this afternoon is going to be blessed with the message that he's going to bring. Brother Rick, would you come?
All right. Thank you, Brother Adam. It's good to be with you. It's my privilege to be able to share this time with the graduates and their parents. And my congratulations to all the years of toil. And the students, it's finally over. They've been able to get through, some in 4 years, some in six, some in eight, but they've been able to get through. Some of them were able to cram 6 years into four, or 4 years into six, or whatever the case may be, but it's the time. It's the day of that they've all been waiting for, so they'll get that diploma before long. But it's my privilege to be able to share with you some thoughts from Scripture, and we get our thoughts tonight from Luke chapter number 10, what the ladies read earlier, verses 38 through 42. It says, "Now it came to pass that they went and entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him, Jesus, into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha, cumbered about with much serving, came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus said, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good thing, which shall not be taken away from her." I want to give you this thought this afternoon. The title of the message is simply this: One Thing is Needful. In verse 42, Jesus makes that exact comment to Martha: one thing is needful. What was the one thing that was needful? Well, as we read this passage of Scripture, we see that Martha is busy, cumbered about with much serving. We're not sure exactly what she's doing, whether she's preparing a meal, straightening up a room, getting something prepared for the Lord Jesus. We don't know exactly what she's doing, but the Bible says she's cumbered about with much serving, and her sister is sitting at the feet of Jesus, and that makes her upset. She's mad that her sister's sitting there at the feet of Jesus while she's working. And so she goes to Jesus and asks him, "Tell my sister to get up and do something. She's just sitting there." And Jesus makes this comment: one thing is needful. Now, to our graduates and to those who are here, I want to give you several thoughts on that one needful thing. In verse 39, here's what the Bible says again: that Mary, which sat also at the feet of Jesus. I'm going to give you some thoughts this afternoon. The first one is this: sometimes we're so busy that we don't take time to worship. Here, Martha is cumbered about doing things. She's busy, she's working, but she hasn't taken time to worship. And these young people, many of them will go off to college and they'll prepare and train for a career. And many of our parents, grandparents, and relatives that are here, you perhaps are in a career, maybe a lucrative career. Maybe you'd like to switch into a lucrative career. I don't recommend evangelism for that. But maybe you're thinking, you know, I just am so busy. The truth is, sometimes we're so busy that we don't take time to worship. The young person, wherever life takes you, never get too busy for God. You know, a lot of times, if we could push a fast-forward button and fast-forward, let's say, 40 years or 50 years, we don't have young, healthy, strong, good-looking young people getting ready to graduate. Instead, we have six people that look like some of you. We have older, mature, maybe a wrinkle here and there. In 50 years, they'll probably have a lot of wrinkles in a lot of places. And their hair will be gone. And maybe even some of the girls' hair will be gone. And here's the thing. They'll stop and they will have a moment of reflecting on their life. And do you know what question they'll ultimately ask themselves? What did I do for God? And many people live a life full of regret, and they'll say this, if I had it to do over again, here's what I would do different. And yet these young people are at a point in their life where they can say, this is what I intend to do for the Lord. But they've got to guard, because sometimes we get so busy we don't take time to worship. The Bible tells us in Psalm 95, verse 6, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. You know, a reality from the Word of God teaches us this, that if you don't bow down before God in worship here, you will one day bow down in worship to God. But there will be a day, friend, where it will be too late. For the Bible teaches us that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But if it's not done here, and it's done at what the Bible calls the great white throne judgment, at that point it will be too late. The Bible tells us in Psalm 29, verse 2, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Many times in Scripture, the Bible tells us that our responsibility as individuals is to offer worship and praise to the Lord. But the truth is that sometimes we're so busy that we don't take time to worship. Notice with me also, if you would, in verse 39, he says, we read this, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Well, we have Mary sitting at Jesus' feet, receiving his word, hearing his word. We have Martha cumbered about with service, busy doing work. What we learn from this is this. Sometimes we're so focused that his word gets neglected. Sometimes we're so focused on a job or a task or an education or a plan that God's word is totally neglected. But as we heard this morning, the Bible tells us in James chapter 1, verse 22, to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Maybe some of you can testify that oftentimes you find yourself in life so busy that the word of God is neglected. I was rebuked by my 13-year-old son, not audibly, but one morning when we were back near family, my wife's family has a farm in northwest Indiana, and my brother-in-laws asked my son, who's 13, if he would help on the family farm, but they needed him at 5:30 or about 5:45, they were going to come by and get him. And he was so excited to be able to help. He just longs for the times where he can drive the tractors in the field by himself. And he loves to do that. And so he was anxious about doing that. But my son has made a commitment that he's going to read his Bible every day. And so I woke up about 4, a little after, and I noticed my son's light is on in his room. And I open his door, and I find my son reading the Word of God. And I said, son, what are you doing? And he said, well, I have to be to work at 5:45. And in order to get my Bible reading done, I needed to get up at 4 and read the Word of God. And that was a rebuke to me. There are times in my life where I think, I am so busy, I need to shorten my Bible reading today so that I can get on with my day. Friends, sometimes we're so focused that God's Word gets neglected. Martha was busy doing a lot of work. However, Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus receiving his word. We learn a third truth in verse number 40. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving and came to the Lord and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me alone to serve? Bid her therefore that she help me. I can't help but notice in verse 40 a little bit of bitterness in her voice. She's not excited. And by the way, when she goes to Jesus to offer her complaint about her sister, you know where her sister is? She's right there, sitting right by Jesus. And she hears this complaint. Lord, I am serving alone. The truth we learn from this is sometimes we're so distracted that our service turns to bitterness. You know, sometimes, young people, in your life, you will be distracted by various things in the world. And sometimes what you mean to start out doing for the Lord will turn into bitterness and resent. I've met many people who grew up in church. They were raised in church. And I hear the story as I travel the country, oh, my grandfather was a preacher, or my father was a preacher, and yet they're not involved in church themselves. And what happened was, over time, they acquired a bitterness toward the things of the Lord. It's quite possible that there are folks here this afternoon, you've come to offer your congratulations to our graduates today, and it's quite possible that it's been some time since you've been in church. And maybe you left with a bitter spirit. Maybe you left with a bitter attitude. Maybe someone offended you or hurt you, and it was real and it was true that they did that. But the point is, what's important? See, there is one thing that was needful, and that was to spend time with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's quite possible that there are those here this morning, and you have never met the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal way. The truth is that it's every person's individual responsibility to come to Christ on your own. Come to Christ personally and individually. Sometimes we get so distracted that our service turns to bitterness. Verse 40 also teaches us this, that sometimes we become so resentful that we hurt the ones we love. I'm sure that Martha loved her sister Mary. And she loved Jesus. But she was so resentful because she felt like she had been given a raw deal that she hurt the ones she loved. Matter of fact, she implied that it was Jesus' fault. She says, Lord, tell her to get up and do something. Tell her to help me. I'm doing this all by myself. You know, it's funny that oftentimes when life doesn't go exactly the way we planned, we blame God for that. But maybe that you didn't ask God for his guidance and direction to get where you're currently at. But it's funny that when things go sour, the first place we turn is God. I want God's help. Sometimes we become resentful in our lives and we hurt the ones that we care about. And to our graduates today, I would warn you to be careful and do the one needful thing. In verse 41 and 42, Jesus answers and says to her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good thing which shall not be taken away from her. My final thought this afternoon is simply this. Sometimes we need Jesus to remind us what's important. Sometimes we need Jesus to remind us what's important. Dear friend, the reality of it is this. In 100 years, none of us will be here. But something will be here, a legacy we left behind. The question is, what is that going to be? Is it going to be a legacy of materialism and greed? Get all that you can and collect. I saw a bumper sticker. It said, whoever dies with the most toys wins. That seems to be the philosophy, at least in our country today. But I saw a counter bumper sticker I liked a little better. It said, he who dies with the most toys is still dead. And that's true. We can collect all we want in this world. But the truth is, we can take none of it with us when we go. Sometimes we need Jesus to remind us what's important. As our young people are selecting colleges, vocations, careers, spouses, setting up their families, choosing where they'll live, making some of life's major decisions that many of them will make within the next year, we need Jesus to remind us of that one needful thing. Friends, sometimes we need to stop what we're doing and sit down at the feet of the Lord Jesus and hear his word. Maybe you're a busy person. Maybe you're not, quote unquote, a religious person. I'm not a religious person. I don't travel the country propagating a religion, but I do travel the country propagating a relationship, a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. My prayer and desire and heart's attitude for you is this. If you are here this afternoon and you have never personally trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I invite you to do that today. To our graduates, my desire and prayer for them is that they will take time to do the one needful thing and spend time at the feet of the Savior. Thank you.